You are listening to Tape Radio. My name is Yurko Huculyak. Now we are talking. Tape
Radio. Just my type.
You're listening to Tape Radio. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
We're at the European Design Awards. It's May 30, 2010. Our guest is Yurko Huculyak. Is there such a thing as European design, you think?
Do you think there's something that represents European design, like a style all over Europe as opposed to American or...
You mean at this conference or in general?
In general.
A kind of European style?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I think there are no any style in Europe. Maybe the one thing is that the Western Europe is kind of well developed or well educated with graphic design, and they have kind of more history and they are really good in design. And the Eastern Europe is more experimental place, so there are no such a strong design school there, and people just try to innovate something or maybe to use some ancient cultural things and so on.
And do you think that would be also what is typical Ukrainian graphic design then? What do you see very often?
In Ukraine, we have no style like this. As I told on the conference, design in Ukraine is not developed at all, mm-hmm. I think. So we have some institute and academy of art, but the level of education is really bad, I think. And if you are young people in Ukraine and you want to become a graphic designer, you need to study abroad. The easiest thing is in Moscow. And the other version is in Western Europe. So mainly the best Ukrainian designers have no any education, and they just started to design and they can imagine how it must look like.
And do they get their inspiration more from abroad or from Ukrainian sources?
It could be very different. Some of them get inspiration abroad, of course, because it's very easy. You can find many different design magazines and books and so on abroad. And also there are many design sites on the internet, and it's easy to find something and to adapt it to Ukraine territory. And sometimes Ukrainian designers try to use kind of some cultural elements like traditional patterns, traditional illustrations, or some pieces of decorative arts or applied arts or something like this. And I can think maybe 5 years ago it was kind of special time in Ukrainian culture when everybody tried to use something national in its design, but mainly it looks terrible because to use something national you need to understand it and you have to know what to do with this and how to change it correctly, and now it's not so popular.
And what are your design heroes? Like, do you have people that you admire?
It's very difficult questions. I think maybe it's Marianne Benjes from Canada. I really loved her works. And I have no any design hero. I just liked different projects of different designers, different painters.
And are there Ukrainian people, like artists from earlier days that you...
We have really, really, really great Ukrainian artist. This is a woman, and her name is Maria Primachenko. And he created a lot of really brilliant projects. And this is kind of a mix of Ukrainian patterns and really, really primitive and naive paintings. But her paintings is just amazing and very inspiration. And many designers in Ukraine try to use these paintings just to hide the lack of ideas. For example, if you need to create something unusual and you have no any ideas, you can just take any picture of Maria Primachenko and just to write something, and it will look great and really modern.
Are design awards and competition, do you think they are important for you and your studio?
I have a really big number of different international awards, and a lot of people ask me, why did you participate in such a big number of contests? Why do you need it? Is it good for your clients? I I can say that the first reason was the first moment it was just like a hobby, just like a collection. So, oh, they have beautiful award. I would like to have it in home. So, and later it was kind of a approval of my quality. So, in the reason I have no any art education and I don't know which one project is good and which one is bad, I need to analyze everything almost every time. And I used words like feedback to my projects.
Well, our listeners haven't seen the conference, but you have no art education, so how, I mean, you explained a story about you designing your own business card. Maybe you can tell us the story how you changed from one profession to the other.
So I studied in the Ukrainian university like economist, and I graduated as a specialist in the marketing field, and I worked for 1 year in the marketing department, and I really love marketing and it's very interesting for me, but actually at that time in Ukraine nobody knows what it means, marketing. And marketing department, it was just a department for every job no one don't want to do. And I really don't like this situation, and I decided to change something and maybe to try some creative works. And I tried to work in the print shop bureau, and it was not like some plans or my wish or something like this. I just thought I'll try to work a little bit to earn some money, and I worked for 1 year just doing business cards for an hour.
Because this print bureau would design for, it's not only for printing, but they would design things.
It was just printing bureau, so you can just go along the street, mm-hmm. and you have idea, oh, I need business card.
Okay.
So you can just get into this company and just ask, can you print it my business cards right now? So I need to write down quickly your name to put mm-hmm. telephones and maybe some pictures from clip art.
And they design it and they print it for you.
Yes, yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't design, it was just like...
text on paper.
yes, text on paper. And during this time I learned how to work with some computer programs like Adobe Illustrator and so on. And then I changed my job to one advertising agency. And in this agency, I actually faced with real design.
And how long were you there for, till you started your own company?
So I'm in design, including printing bureau, for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And 5 years ago, I started my studio.
Okay. But it also, you mentioned that, is there a lot of competition? Because it seems like sometimes if you have too much success, a lot of people... don't like it, or is that something that's common in Ukraine?
Yes, this is the same in Ukraine, and sometimes it's really big problem because some clients are really afraid. Some of them think that I'm too expensive. Some of them just think that I don't need to create some project for them. I just need to get another award. And for example, one of the last project I presented today, it was around calendar with wheels around, and this client was really afraid to start working with me. So they said, you know, you created a few brilliant projects, but it seems to me it was just an accident, and you can't create something good, something really good for us, and we are afraid. And I said, don't be afraid, we will present quite different three concepts. And he said, oh no, we need 5 concepts or maybe 6 concepts. I said, no deal, 3 is maximum. And finally, we signed a contract and we presented only 2 concepts. And he said, you know, I like both of them and I can to choose.
So he's lucky he didn't get 6. It would have been even more difficult to make a choice.
So who made the choice then?
He made a choice. There were 2 concepts. One of them was useful, and the other one was kind of more unusual. So this one is more unusual. And when we finished this project, this client said, you know, this calendar is completely useless, but it's so cool.
They get good response from people they sent it to?
Actually, good response if people don't say nothing. because if this is if people say nothing, it means this is good project, and if people just said, "Ah, it's bad. We don't like it. What did you did?" So it means they are not happy with this.
So did you? So you heard nothing? No response.
Yeah, no response for this moment.
Yeah, what do you think about that? Would you feel like getting more positive feedback from people?
Actually, after each my project, I analyze this project really carefully just for myself. And the result of this analysis is really important for me. And I really don't care what other people will say about it. So I can be really angry when I know that this is not good project and somebody tell me, "Oh, this is so great." So it makes me feel really, really bad, and I hate these people.
And do you think that your education in marketing helps now for you?
Of course, yes.
Yeah?
Of course, yes, because when I create design, I clearly understand that I'm not artist, that this is not piece of art, this is design, and it have to communicate, and a client paid money for this project, and they wanted to get some feedback with this project, and it's not just a chance to realize my fantasy. It's a chance to create something useful, right, for these clients, and I clearly understand it.
What are your plans for the future with the studio?
We really plan to grow bigger, because for this moment we are only two people, me and my sister, and we planned to hire some other designers 2 years ago, but financial problems in the world destroyed our dreams for that moment. But anyway, we still plan to find more creative people to collaborate with them, because in Ukraine we have a really big problem that in design we have just individual people who can create the whole process, and we have no specialized people, like, for example, only illustrator, or only typographist, or only specialist in layout. And I would like to find some people really professional just in their own field.
I was also curious about the effect of being part, that Ukraine was a part of the Soviet Union for 45 years almost. In what way does it affect you, your way of designing? Are you sort of aware of that sort of gap in the history of design? And
they said Ukrainian history, and especially Ukrainian culture, was kind of interrupted for these 45 years, because each brilliant artist or each brilliant musician or scientist or any others was moved from Ukraine to Russia. And it's kind of all brains of Ukraine was concentrated in Russia. And Ukrainian culture was a bit destroyed. And Ukrainian language was a bit destroyed. And now we had to start right from the beginning, I think. And it's very difficult, because we are surrounded with different countries which had really powerful and ancient culture, and they are really well developed. And sometimes it just seems like it's very easy to steal something and to adapt just for Ukraine. For example, I was born in the western part of Ukraine, and western part was kind of really negative, and is really negative to Russia and to Soviet Union times. And there are a lot of stories that people in Moscow think that in Western Ukraine there are people with guns just on the street, and when these people heard Russian word, then can just shoot it. But it's just a story, it's not truth.
You haven't shot anybody?
No. And I was born in Western Ukraine, and this is the territory where actually old culture wasn't so destroyed. So the Ukrainian culture served in this territory. And I'm really familiar with old Ukrainian style, with different kind of paintings, embroideries, and so on. So my grannies did a lot of kind of art projects. I mean, art project not like exhibition or something like this, but like just small home pieces of work, just maybe painted plates or painted eggs or embroidered towels or something like this.
And does your family know what you're doing? Do they understand what you're doing?
You know, they don't understand, but they are very, very proud of me.
That's all you need.
That is all they need.
Thank you.
Dive Radio. Just my type.